Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to the Social Dot In podcast. I'm your host Pradeep, and on this episode of the Social Media Weekly, we're talking about Google letting you target Gen Z. We're talking about how Elon Musk actually launched Meta's Threads, and we're talking about WhatsApp being regulated by TRAI. Let's get started. So for our first story, we're talking about how Google Ads is going to let you, the advertiser, target Gen Z. Now, who is Gen Z? Well, they are people in the age bracket of 18 to 24, and they are also the world's fastest growing consumer cohort. Obviously, all of the brands want to target Gen Z, and Google is going to help them by rolling out something called Gen Z Music Lineup. Basically, based on YouTube Shorts and YouTube Music, you know, the services that Gen Z definitely uses, they've figured out what music these guys listen to and will help you as an advertiser buy ads next to them. For our next story, we're talking about how TikTok is losing the e-commerce product search battle. Now here's what happened. Amazon in the US dominates e-commerce product searches. According to a recent survey by Civic Sciences, they have increased their share from 46% to 49%, whereas Google has lost share from 35% to 34%, and TikTok has fallen from 18% to 11%. It looks like TikTok isn't having much success when going after the $20 billion product search market. For our next story, we're talking about how Google is ranking AI-generated articles. Now, Google for the longest time has been telling SEO practitioners like me that they value things like EAT or expertise, authoritativeness, and trust. Well, it looks like Gizmodo has gamed the system. The technology website has released an article generated by AI about the Star Wars movie, and it is full of mistakes. Unfortunately for Google, their search engine has ranked that article on the first page of Google. Google is going to face a lot of problems because of articles generated by AI. For our next story, we're talking about how Elon Musk actually launched Threads. Here's how things went down. Elon Musk suddenly decided that verified users can only have access to 10,000 tweets per day, unverified existing users can get 5,000 tweets a day, and unverified new users can get only 500 tweets per day. And doing so, he also blocked Google. Immediately, Mark Zuckerberg scented blood in the water and pulled forward the launch of Threads, which is now the fastest growing consumer product in history. For our final story, we're talking about how TRAI wants to regulate WhatsApp. Now, the TRAI, or Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, is as per the TRAI Act in 1997, and it regulates telecom service providers, making them pay a fee and to bid for spectrum, and also allowing lawful intervention. Unfortunately, WhatsApp and other similar services are taking advantage of this and building out their brands. For example, over the last 9 years, internet usage in India has gone up by 156 times, but ARPU, or average revenue per user, has gone up only 5 times, and therefore, TRAI now wants to regulate WhatsApp and other services. That's about it for this week's episode, guys. If you enjoyed it, please go over to your favorite podcast application, subscribe to the Social Dot In podcast, and we will see you guys in the next episode.